in 2 Thessalonians 2, I always say this is the scariest verse in the New Testament. The scariest. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11 is the only verse in the whole Bible where it says God himself will deceive people. God himself will deceive people. He will send a deluding influence, 2 Thessalonians 2:11, because of two reasons. He'll allow them to believe what is false. It's a scary verse. If God Almighty is going to allow some people to believe what is false, 2 Thessalonians 2:11, what hope is there for us? If God himself is going to send a deceiving influence upon us, what hope is there for us? The devil is a deceiver. Our flesh is full of deceitful lusts. The Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things, Jeremiah 17. The heart, the flesh, the devil. Okay, I can tackle all that if God is on my side. But if God himself sends a deluding influence, then I'm finished. I'll be deceived all my life and think I'm a spiritual person when I'm not. I can think I'm born again when I'm not. I can think I'm filled with the Spirit when I'm not. How to escape this deception? Whom does God deceive? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10, the previous verse. Those who do not love the truth and those who don't want to be saved. I need only two qualifications to prevent God from ever deluding me or deceiving me or allowing me to believe what is false. One, I must love the truth. And that means when God shows me something in my heart which I know is right, I must acknowledge it. Not try to justify myself like Adam, then I go astray. The Lord convicts me about something, acknowledge it to God. If it is in a relationship with somebody else that God says you were wrong, acknowledge it. If God says you that was wrong, the way you spoke to your wife just now, you don't acknowledge it immediately, I tell you in Jesus' name, you'll be deceived pretty soon. And you keep on going that way, you're a candidate for total deception. Love the truth about yourself when God says something. You have an argument with a brother and God tells you, you were rude and you were completely wrong. Acknowledge it. But if you try to justify yourself, you're a prime candidate for God to deceive you. So love the truth about yourself whenever God shows it to you. Maybe God speaks to you through another brother or in a meeting and you suddenly hear something where God's speaking to you and saying something about yourself. Acknowledge it. Some wrong attitude you have towards someone, acknowledge it. Somebody you have not really forgiven because you rejoiced at his misfortune or you were unhappy when something good happened to him, that person who did harm to you. Those are God's ways of saying to you, you have not forgiven that person because you rejoiced at his misfortune and you were delighted when something bad happened to him. Acknowledge it. Love the truth. Lord, I'm sorry. That is my attitude towards that person because he did so much harm to me so many years ago or somewhere, and I was very happy when something bad happened to him. Lord, forgive me. I love the truth about myself. I want to be like Jesus. I want to have a heart that's got nothing in it but love. The divine love of God. Not this superficial type of love that the world has, but the love of God. And that's the first area I must love the truth. The second is about myself. The second area I must love the truth is the Word of God. For example, if I see something in the Word of God, like something I shared with you just now, that why do you take speaking in tongues as for everybody, but not sharing everything in common or circumcising people? It's all in the Acts of the Apostles. Why do you pick and choose or shaving your head? Why do you pick something and leave out something else? Love the truth. You're not consistent. And if you realize that that's because you're going to the Acts of the Apostles for doctrine when you shouldn't be going there for doctrine. You should be going there to learn the lessons of history. So, when I love the truth, when God shows me something from the Word of God, which is contrary to what I've believed all my life, if I love the truth and I accept God's Word, He will lead me on to greater things. It's like saying, if you pass your examinations in the first grade, God leads you to the second grade. He's all the time testing us whether I love the truth. Where I see something in Scripture completely contrary to what I've always believed, I throw away what I always believed and say, Lord, I accept your word. I want to tell you honestly, that's the policy I have followed for 60 years of my Christian life. And the result is I've discovered amazing things in Scripture which I've never read any book and never heard in any sermon. And I've been able to share that with many people. One fundamental principle, where I see something in Scripture against what I believe. For example, I started out born in a church which preached infant baptism. I was baptized as a child. And then when I was 19 and a half, I was born again. And people told me, you must be baptized. And some people said, no, don't get baptized because then you get a chance to witness to the others. And I studied the Scriptures, the New Testament. And I found there was not a single case of child baptism in the entire New Testament. And every person who was baptized was a believer. But then I heard these arguments of, don't get thrown out of that church and stay in that church and be a witness there. And I didn't get baptized for 1.5 years. And all those 1.5 years, whenever I knelt down to pray, God said, you're not listening to me. Why should I listen to you? And I did not grow spiritually at all in those 1.5 years. Finally, I got fed up and I said, I don't care which church throws me out. I'm going to obey the word of God. And immediately, it was like a rocket that was tied down to the ground, suddenly shooting up. My life took off. From that moment, in 2 years thereafter, God led me further to baptism in the Holy Spirit, and I was anointed. And I, who hardly knew the Scriptures, got boldness to preach the word of God. And in 2.5 years after my baptism, I was preaching to 5,000 people at conferences. Because I decided to love the truth. I was in a church those days, I took baptism, but I was in a church that did not believe in the baptism in the Holy Spirit. They said, that is all finished. When you're born again, you're baptized in the Holy Spirit. But I found a lack of power in my life. I wanted to be honest. I loved the truth. I did not have power in my life. And I didn't want to twist Scripture to suit my convenience. So I began to seek the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I went to one place where they were talking about it, but it didn't seem consistent with Scripture. So I rejected that church. That was a Pentecostal church. They told me to repeat something. I said, no, I'm not going to repeat anything. If it comes to me, it must come from heaven. And consistently, because I loved the truth, I pulled out from different churches. Said, Lord, I want to be where you people take the whole Scripture and nothing more and nothing less. So, when it comes to the Scripture, when it comes to our own life, love the truth. And the second thing here in 2 Thessalonians 2 is to be saved. They did not love the truth. And they did not want to be saved. That's why God deceived them. What does it mean to be saved? To be saved from sin. Not to be forgiven. I knew forgiveness. But to be saved from sin, if I don't have a passionate desire to be saved from all sin, all that I know to be unchristlike in my life, I'm a prime candidate for deception. And I want to say that to all of you, however spiritual you think you are, if you know there's something that in your life you know it is sin, the Holy Spirit's convicted you, it is sin. That is not something you can do in fellowship with Jesus Christ. And you try and find some excuse for it, you are a prime candidate for deception. God himself will allow you to believe what is false. So it's very important that we love the truth and long to be saved from all known sins.